It's in your elixir oil, it's in your Skirovive. I put it in some of your body care as well. So you've got it in your Body Love, your Body Smooth. We literally use it absolutely everywhere. It is the most similar in composition to your skin's natural sebum. And so it's so easily accepted by the skin. It's super, super hydrating. And it just really, really, it almost tricks the skin into thinking that it's your own oils. And then it helps your skin to balance out your own oil levels as well. It's this beautiful, golden, nutty oil in its raw form. And it's just so gorgeous. And when you put it onto your skin, it's really, really silky. And that's because Tamanu is the longest traveling natural oil. And what that means is if you get lots of different oils and you put it onto your skin, Tamanu will travel the farthest on your skin. And what that does, it means when it's traveling on your skin, it helps to pick up any dirt, any grime, any makeup, and then it just pulls it straight off, like that, just on your skin, and then it just dissolves all of your makeup. So that's exactly why we use so much of the jojoba oil within your smoothing cleanser. It's that magic that helps remove all of your makeup. Jojoba oil is also naturally antibacterial. It's got a fantastic function where it kills off the bacteria that causes redness in acne. And that's another reason why we use it in our smoothing cleanser as well, because it helps to soothe your skin, gets rid of all that bacteria, take off your makeup really, really effectively, and it's just a gorgeous, hydrating, wonderful oil. It's actually indigenous to Mexico, and the way we extract tamanu is in the very same, the way we extract jojoba is in the very same way to tamanu. We just, it's like a little nut, we take off the shell, get the kernel, we squeeze it, and the golden oil comes out. It's absolutely beautiful. Okay, and the next ingredient is aloe vera. We've all used aloe vera in the past. Who has an aloe vera plant at home? Quite a few of you. Yay! When I lived in Australia, we had a front garden filled with aloe vera. There's a lot of rain where I used to live in Australia, and aloe vera really thrives with rain because it doesn't get much rain. So when it does get rain, it just grows like crazy, and literally within a couple of months of having just some little plants of aloe vera, our entire front garden was so overgrown. And that's amazing, and I love aloe vera, and I always make sure that I have it in my home as well, just to treat anything that comes up. So aloe vera has actually got a 6,000-year-old history. And it was first recorded to be used by the ancient Egyptians. And they called it, back in the hieroglyphics, they called it the plant of immortality. Because they literally used it on everywhere, on burns, on wrinkles, all over the body, on the skin, and it's so incredibly soothing. And it has these wonderful properties because it contains just over 200 components of amino acids, of vitamins, hundreds of thousands of antioxidants in there as well. And also it contains lots of different types of minerals in there too, which helps to balance out your skin. It is just the most soothing, wonderful ingredient. And if you look at an aloe vera, it's quite incredible the way that it's formed. So it's got this thick, fleshy stem, and then when you break open inside, it's so juicy. It's like you can't imagine that it's like a desert plant where it doesn't get much water. And one of the most amazing things about aloe vera, and this is my favorite part of aloe vera that I haven't really seen in many other plant extracts, is the fact that it's an adaptogen. So an adaptogen is an ingredient that helps your skin adapt to any environmental changes and stresses. And in this day and age, we're exposed to so much pollution, so many harmful chemicals, just changing climates. You know, we go on holiday, suddenly our climate has changed. Our skin's not used to that because we haven't evolved to suddenly go from hot to cold, hot to cold, hot to cold. And so aloe vera actually helps your skin adapt and adjust. So it's just an amazing ingredient. It really, really helps. And it's an ingredient that we do not use sparingly. So when you look at our ingredients listing, pretty much all of our products that has aqua as a basis, you'll see aloe vera juice as a very, very first ingredient. And that it's there for our Skin Revive, our Night Repair, our Refresh, Vitamin Toner. Pretty much everything has aloe vera juice as its primary and first ingredient. And that's why we use it, because it's so amazing. Okay? The aloe vera. So the next ingredient is hyaluronic acid. This is an ingredient that I've been researching for a very, very long time. And one of the reasons why I hadn't introduced it to you earlier was because of the molecular weight of the hyaluronic acid, which is just how big it is, so that in the past it was so big that it doesn't really absorb well into the skin. And then recently we've been able to get our hands on some smaller molecular weight hyaluronic acid to go really far into the deep layers of the skin. So what is hyaluronic acid? Who knows what it is? Not many, okay. So hyaluronic acid is actually something that you all have. We have it in our skin, we have it in our joints. Babies have loads and loads of it. We're all born with loads and loads of hyaluronic acid. And as we age, the hyaluronic acid in our skin starts to deplete, and in our bodies as well. And its primary function is to act as a humectant. So a humectant is one that can absorb more water from the atmosphere than its own body weight. And hyaluronic acid is the most powerful humectant, whether it's synthetic, whether it's natural, any of the ingredients that you find that are humectants, hyaluronic acid is the most powerful humectant known to man. And we have this within our skin to help regulate moisture within our skin. So we have little signals in our body to say, my skin's dry, and the hyaluronic acid moves up, it reproduces, and then it sucks in moisture from the atmosphere to try and hydrate the skin. And that's really its primary function. And you find hyaluronic acid next to your ceramides, in between your skin cells, budding up, just chilling out there. And then a second it gets a signal, it's like, right, let's get working, sucking the moisture into the skin, multiplying, and just doing their thing. But as I say, because as we get older, our skin can lose its hyaluronic acid content, it's a very fragile part of your skin, and it's very susceptible to things like free radical attacks, these tennis ball free radicals that are whacking at our skin and killing off our hyaluronic acid. And so sometimes we need to boost it a little bit. And that's why you'll find hyaluronic acid in pretty much all of our skincare products, and the highest concentration in your night repair. And the way it works is it actually goes into your skin. Because it's a low molecular weight, it goes into the deep layers of your skin, it chills out next to your ceramides, and it just sucks in all the moisture from the atmosphere to keep your skin supple and soft and uncrinkled. So, no, it's an amazing ingredient. So some of you may be thinking, how does one get hyaluronic acid if it's in our skin? Do we shave skin off of humans and extract the hyaluronic acid? Well, there's actually two ways of getting hyaluronic acid. I'm saying this word a lot, it's just starting to get tongue-tied. So in the past, the only way to get it was actually to kill roosters, cut off their rooster combs, and then extract the hyaluronic acid from the rooster combs, because the rooster combs has a very, very high concentration of this amazing ingredient. More recently, however, we've been able to discover ways of extracting this acid from bacteria. So by growing certain parts of certain types of bacteria, they're able to produce hyaluronic acid for us at different molecular weights that we can then go ahead and process. And of course, because we are vegan and cruelty-free, no roosters were killed or harmed in the making of the hyaluronic acid in the product. Okay, so what's next? We have our amazing exotic oils and butters. Now, I really had a tough time trying to choose just one butter that I really loved or another oil that I really loved, because there are so many different incredible oils and butters which all have such fantastic functions for your skin. A lot of you guys know that I'll travel all over the world. I go to lots of different conventions in Hong Kong, I'm actually going to Paris in a couple of weeks, also to Italy to meet up with different cosmetic formulators, cosmetic scientists, to discover what new natural oils are out there. What's next? What's just been newly discovered and has an amazing ingredient inside it? And so whenever I discover those ingredients, I think, oh God, I've got to have that. I've got to put that in. I've got to put that in as well. So you'll find, when you read our ingredients listing, you'll find loads and loads of oils and butters that you may not even be able to pronounce. So those are your Babassu oil, Antiroba, my latest favourite, Muramura butter, Mariti oil, you've got your Kukui oils, so many incredible exotic oils and butters from all over the world. And we really jam-pack them into our products. Now, all of your butters and oils are sourced with really, really premium distributors, and they are all cold-pressed, which means that there's no heat activated into the oil, into the plant to get the oils out, so it doesn't kill off any of the amazing nutrients. And we use lots of different oils and butters within our products because they all have different types of nutrients, very unique nutrients as well. And they all have different absorbency rates because they have different melting points on your skin. So So when you apply our body love onto your skin, you'll feel the macadamia oils will go into your skin first. That's nourishing conditioning, getting sucked straight in there. And then you'll feel that your vitamin E is starting to work into your skin as well. And the shea butter and the cocoa butters, they sit on top for a little while just to really cocoon your skin and take a couple of hours to fully absorb into the skin. But you won't feel that stickiness on the outside. So all the different oils and butters work perfectly together to give your skin the optimal